A Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Kristen Nielsen from Uba. Morena e hoi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, of course, very happy to have you. How was O Week for Uba? Was it pretty hectic?
Oh, well, you know, I'm actually an independent promoter, and so, O Week was quite busy for me. I noticed, though, that Uba did have the Reons in there and some other shows associated with Ori, and we were creating a lineup for the Wednesday Night One Fest. So we were down at the Silent Disco there. It was my first time DJing a Silent Disco.
Nice.
And then we had some other shows later in the week at other venues as well. So
pretty busy.
It was pretty hectic, but it was awesome to see everyone out enjoying themselves. I love having the Ori events on the Union Lawn there. It's magic.
It's awesome.
It's not a big window for doing outdoor gigs in Dunedin, really.
No, not at all. What kind of tunes were you choosing for the Silent Disco?
Well, I like a bit of everything. So I'll usually have, you know, a good old USB loaded up with some house, some garage, some techno, some footwork, some drum and bass,
nice,
jungle, that kind of thing, and just... I'm not a real set planner. I like to have a bunch of tunes and just, you know, just try and gauge what people want to hear or just go with the flow at the moment.
So
I'm loving how, you know, this whole multi-genre thing at the moment and, you know, this cross-pollination between the subgenres and dance music. It's really, for someone like me who has quite broad tastes, it's really exciting, you know, for things to be like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good for, I guess, the equivalent of biodiversity for music.
Totally, <you know>? Totally. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Donk?
Yeah, actually. You know, I know of Mr. Bax, obviously,
of course,
and he's
yeah.
just really leading the charge, and there seems to be some Kiwis really championing that sound, so, yeah, I just think it's just unstoppable, the evolution of dance music, and I kind of like it when you can hear these different flavours from other influences coming through. And, you know, it's just inevitable that there's going to be another genre that goes slightly faster than the previous ones. So it does, you know, make you wonder what we'll be listening to in the future.
I can't even fathom it. I think Donk is my limit. anyway, we're here to talk about a pretty new announcement for Uba. There's going to be some really incredible stuff happening there with new Thursday Pint Nights.
That's right.
Involving DJs.
Involving DJs, would you believe? And, yeah, no, we're
of all places.
We're super pumped to be involved. Thursdays are obviously a big social night in Dunedin, and, you know, for quite a few years now we've been hosting regular Thursday nights all over the city, and it's just great to have Uba as a home base this year.
Totally.
It's got so much going for it. It's got a good capacity, and there's just, you know, so many DJs, you know, chomping at the bit to get their slot and their shot.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kicking off this Thursday night, and it's a multi-genre event, and so if you're new to town and you DJ or you want to get involved in events, look up SBKNZ on Instagram and flick us a message, because we'd love to hear from you. And yeah, getting back to what you're saying, the folk at Uba have been kind enough to extend their Wednesday pint night deals to Thursday, so yeah, it's like a DJ pint night with free entry all night, so yeah, keeping it open for anyone to pop in.
It's pretty awesome. There's not a lot of places you can do that for free.
No.
And this is what I'm about to say is no shade to Carousel Subs or Catacombs, but it's good for students to have an option that is so close to their quarters, especially during wintertime.
Totally.
When it gets real brutal.
Exactly. And you know, maybe you just want to pop to Uba and that's it for the night, you know, and then just pop back. Or it might be something you do on the way to town, because lots of people do like to head off into town on Thursdays. So I just think having that no cover charge and, you know, the drinks not being ridiculously priced, it harks back to that lovely sort of era of just being able to go out in a more impromptu fashion and, you know, just go with the flow. So, we're looking forward to it.
Do we know who the first DJs coming through are going to be?
We do have the lineups for the first 2 weeks, which are up on our Instagram, and I'm going to do a wee cheeky and look at my
account. Oh, you do now. A wee cheeky?
Just
go
so
ahead.
I don't miss anyone out.
Go ahead, my friend.
We love all the people that support our music and support our gigs. So I will give you, in just a second, the lineup. But I do know for the first week we have some new artists to Dunedin. The Horsemen are jumping up for a set. We also have some of our regulars coming along. We have another new artist in the second week, Nutter. We have another new artist to our shows, Kez. Mm-hmm. Then we have some of the regulars from our shows, such as Solid Grooves, Push the Tempo. Golly, I'll rattle some more off when my memory serves me in a couple of minutes as well. But yeah, it's basically going to be a mixture of the first couple of weeks are going to be mostly house, techno, garage, and drum and bass.
Mm-hmm. Any of the nights like themed after these, or is it just the general flavour of who you're getting in?
We're going to do some all-nighters, so like a house all-nighter, and I have noticed there's been a lot of interest in hard groove and the kind of faster styles of house and techno music these days, so mm-hmm. that's definitely on the list to do a spotlight. I think it would be crazy not to do like a UK garage, NZ garage kind of night as well. So yeah, as the night evolves, we're just definitely going to have some focuses on particular pockets of genres and that kind of thing. And we have got a couple of interesting setups on the go as well. So we've got some little 360 setups that we've been working on over the summer.
Cool.
We've got these little trolleys, these DJ trolleys that have setups on them, and you can move them around the room.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'd like to utilise that bar room and have a DJ setup in there occasionally.
Oh.
We've got a little bit of lighting, extra lighting to bring in. So we just want to keep it, you know, fun and exciting. We've got a visual setup. We've got some 360 cameras that we're going to use. So,
awesome.
Yeah, we just want it to be a bit of an audio visual kind of playground, really. You know?
And a great place to do so. I mean, it's good for the students to have more options, and it's good to experiment on campus.
Totally.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great part of town down here, you know. And the crew at U-Bar have just been really welcoming. So yeah, it's going to be fly.
Do you think this will have any effect on the popularity of Wednesday Pint Night? Do you think it might take some of the market share away there?
I'm not sure. I like it in Dunedin that people kind of, you know, they really mix around a lot with music. There's lots of people that are quite happy going out to live gigs and DJ gigs.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I notice happening here a lot is people supporting their friends that are playing, which is lovely as well. So yeah, I don't think you could take too much away from the Wednesdays. They're so solid.
It's been an institution for decades and decades.
It really is. And we used to do, you know, host the odd Wednesday ourselves. But I think it's great having, you know, just that space for live music as well on the Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having them kind of split off in that manner, I think they might just hopefully complement each other. And some people might want to go to both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Some real partiers.
Yeah. And also just even, you know, coming out for a pint and listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
When I got into DJing, it was just such a fascinating new thing to me. And so, yeah, if you can take away the barriers to getting into to listen to some other people playing music, such as a cover charge or whatever, yeah, that's great. If people can just, if they're curious about it, they think they might, you know, want to get involved, then yeah, come down early and have a chat. Yeah.
Mean. And if people do want to reach you, you mentioned SBKNZ on Instagram.
Yeah.
Is a good way to get in touch to potentially make an appearance at the Thursday Pint Night.
Exactly, that's the one. That's probably the easiest way to get in touch for most folk these days.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been getting forwarded contacts from people via U-Bar. So if you message U-Bar and say that you're a DJ, they'll generally pass on that contact email address. But if you just get in touch via Instagram or Uber, we'll get back to you.
Fantastic. Sure. All right, thank you for coming on the program today and talking all about this new development. It's very exciting. I'm surprised it hasn't been done before. And are there any final words you have for the listeners?
No, we hope to see you down at U-Bar. Just bring your good vibes. Bring a USB if you got tunes. And the other thing that I would like to say is if you're a Wahine DJ and you want to get involved, we'd love to hear from you. If you need help getting started, we can help with that as well. We're interested in setting up some little DJ clinics just to help some of the beginners make that first step out into the DJing world. So don't be afraid of reaching out. Yeah, we can make things work if you want to get involved.
I totally agree with that sentiment. It's fantastic. Thank you for coming on, my friend.
Sure, bro. Thanks, Zach.
Can't wait to see how these turn out. That was Tristan Nielsen talking about the upcoming development of DJ Pint Nights on Thursday. Very exciting. It's 10:42.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.